Ninth verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, to keep on filling is not as good as stopping. Overfilled, the cupped hands drip. Better to stop pouring. Sharpen a blade too much, and its edge will soon be lost. Fill your house with jade and gold, and it brings insecurity. Puff yourself with honor and pride, and no one can save you from a fall. Retire when the work is done. This is the way of heaven. Unquote. Living humility. As the eternal Tao is in a continuous state of creating, it knows precisely when enough is enough. Deep within ourselves, we sense that this organizing principle of unconditional supply knows when to stop, so we don't need to question the qualities that the Tao brings forth. The creative source is beautifully balanced in the principle of humility, elucidated in this ninth verse of the Tao Te Ching. The Tao has the capability to generate everything in amounts that would stupefy an observer, yet its gentle humility seems to know when there are enough trees, flowers, and bees, and hippos, and every other living thing. Excess is eschewed by the Tao. It doesn't need to show off its unlimited capacity for creating. It knows exactly when to stop. This verse invites us to be in spiritual rapport with this profound characteristic of the Tao. Cramming life with possessions, pleasures, pride, and activities, when we're obviously reached a point where more is less, indicates being in harmony with ego, not the Tao. Living humility knows when to just stop, to let go, and enjoy the fruits of our labor. This verse clearly analogizes that the purpose of more status, more money, more power, more approval, more stuff, is as foolish as honing a carving knife after it's reached its zenith of sharpness. Obviously, to continue would just create dullness, and it is obvious that a keen edge represents perfection. Lao Tzu advises us to be careful about amassing great wealth and storing it away. This practice contributes to a life spent keeping our fortune safe and insured, while at the same time always feeling the need to pursue more. He counsels us to be satisfied at a level that fosters living with humility. If wealth and fame are desired, we must know when to retire from the treadmill and be like the Tao.